Let's bow for a prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we come before you and thank you again for your grace.
天父，我们再一次感谢你的恩典。
For it is your grace that allows us to come into your presence.
又系你嘅恩典容许我哋嚟到你嘅面前。
That you would die for us on the cross.
系你喺十字架为我哋牺牲。
So that we can come and now worship you as our Father, our God.
以至今天我哋能够嚟敬拜你，我哋嘅父神，我哋嘅主。
Father, we pray that as we've been going through this series of really living for Christ.
当我哋现在有一系列嘅讲道系关于活着是基督。
That you will help us to truly understand what your call is for us.
帮助我哋明白你对我哋嘅呼召。
That as your child.
当我们是你的儿女
We are called to live a life where you are the Lord of our lives.
我们被呼召要过一个的生命去有你为我们的主宰
Father, I do pray that your spirit will continue to open our eyes
求你的圣灵继续打开我们的眼睛
to see your glory
让我们看到你的荣耀
to see your love
看到你的爱
and to open our hearts to be receptive to your words
也都让我们的心是敞开的是对你的话语
That you will mold our hearts and our minds to be more and more in love with you
求你塑造我们的心思意念是越发爱主你
To have a desire to live for you
我们的渴慕就是要为你而活
In Jesus' name we pray
我们奉耶稣的名字祈求
Amen
Amen
Today we're continuing our sermon series in the theme of To Live is Christ.
我们今天要继续我们的讲道的一系列的讲道就是关于活着是基督。
Last week we talked about what it means to abide in Christ.
上个星期我们讲到什么叫做活在基督里。
That a true Christian who has been renewed by the Holy Spirit.
一个基督徒是真正被圣灵来到是重生的。
They will abide in Christ through His Word.
他们就藉着神的话语活在基督里。
They will abide in Christ by walking in obedience to His Word.
他们如何活在基督里就是信服神的话语。
And that when you do abide,
而当你是这样做的时候
That Christians must bear fruit.
一个基督徒是必然结果子的
Every Christian will bear fruit because that is the work of God's salvation within you.
每一个的基督徒都会结果子的因为这个就是圣灵在你里面藉着救恩所结的果子
And today as we come to a different passage
今天我们读另外一段的经文
We're going to be looking at what does God call for us, what attitude and actions does God require of us as we seek to follow Him?
当我们寻觅要去跟随主的时候神在我们的态度和行为上面有要求什么呢?
And this is actually very clear in verse 23.
其实在第23节很清楚的已经讲到了。
And He said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross,And follow me.
耶稣又对众人说若有人要跟从我就当舍己天天背起他的十字架来跟从我
So following Christ actually he gives us three points here
要跟从主基督的时候这里讲到三点
And there's reminding us something very important
这里去提醒我们一些很重要的事情
That salvation includes it must include discipleship
就是救恩必然包括埋跟随住做门徒
meaning that you have to receive Jesus as Savior and Lord
意思就是你要接受主耶稣基督为救主亦都为你的主宰
so when you believe in Jesus you will follow Jesus
所以当你信耶稣基督的时候你亦都会跟从耶稣基督
so there is an obedience a walk in obedience
所以这个就是在一个信服的道路上面来行走。
So we're talking about these three simple principles here.
这里有三个的原则。
So if you desire to have Jesus as your Lord and your Savior,
如果你是开求有主耶稣基督为你的救主
First, you must deny yourself.
首先你要舍己。
Second, take up your cross.
第二你要背起你的十字架。
And follow me.
第三就是你要跟从我。
All right, so when we talk about this idea of denying yourself, what does it really denying yourself really mean?
咁呢度讲舍己，咁你要舍去啲乜嘢咧
And this is something that we have to understand and realize that when we come to believe in Christ,
呢样嘢系我哋要明白嘅，乜嘢叫做当我哋去相信主耶稣基督
？The becoming a Christian isn't about me.
成为一个基督徒。 唔係專注於我。
Becoming a Christian shouldn't be like we come because we want our needs all to be met.
我哋去信主唔係因為話我要我所有嘅需要都得到滿足。
Because in reality,
因為事實上
when you embrace Christ,
當你去捉緊基督嘅時候
Christ calls us to put aside our needs, desires, and plans and dreams.
神要我哋咩？就要將我哋嘅需要、我哋嘅願望或者係我哋嘅夢想都要放下。
Because the reality of discipleship in Jesus,
要跟随主耶稣基督。
That we follow Jesus not just to satisfy our own self.
不是要满足我们自己。
It's not about our own agenda.
不是我们自己一套的计划。
But it's in reality a sacrifice.
但是事实上是一个牺牲。
So when Jesus says, deny yourself,
当耶稣说你要舍己。
It's a sacrificing that we make in order to follow Jesus.
就是我们要去作出一个的牺牲去跟随基督。
Or why do we want to follow?
为什么我们要跟随啊?
Because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross.
是因为主耶稣基督在十字架为我们所成就的。
You know, this idea about denying yourself is actually very hard for a lot of people to hear.
很多人听起上来要舍己这个的概念是很难去接受的。
Because our society, the focus is really self-love.
因为我们现代的社会所专注的就是自爱。
We're all taught about self-esteem.
我们个个都要学什么叫做自尊。
To build up our ego, to have self-confidence in myself.
我们要建立我们的自我，我们要有这个的自信。
You know, we always want to talk about what's good about others and what's good about myself.
我们成日都要讲自己有几好，人哋有几好。
And to think of ourselves as being important and significant.
又睇到自己系好重要嘅。
And we see that today when parents are raising children, they're always building their ego.
我哋睇到今日呢一代嘅父母，佢哋去带大嘅小孩子嘅时候，时时都系话要建立佢哋嘅自我。
They want to build their self-confidence, to build their self-worth, to build a strong identity of himself.
要建立佢哋嘅自信，建立佢哋嘅自尊，建立佢哋嘅人格。
And what the Bible actually says is that we're actually building a generation of self-lovers, confident self-lovers.
但系其实圣经话咩？我哋咁样做嘅时候，我哋就系建立一代。自愛的人
Because when you build that
是自信的人
ego,
因为当你要建立这个自我的时候
in reality, we're building that pride.
其实我们建立的就是骄傲
And in reality, the root of sin is pride in self.
而罪的根源就是自我的这个骄傲
And society nowadays has made this pride of self a desired virtue.
但是今日的世代就是让骄傲成为
It's a virtue, desired virtue.
成为一个你要渴慕的一个美德。
You know, it's the idea of everything that you want, you should have.
个意念就是你所想的一切你都应该得到的。
You know, it becomes that goal in life.
这个就是人生的目标了。
To fulfill every dream and desire that I have.
就要去满足你一切的欲望你一切的梦想。
And if you see that in our society, it's all about that. It's about insisting on your rights, insisting on your privileges.
如果你看看我们这个社会现在所流行的是什么呢就是要去强调你的权利你的特权
It's insisting about respect, honor, and affirmation.
亦都要去坚持你的尊重人家对你的敬重或者是
affirmation.
同埋人家对你的确定
And in a way, this is the way of the world.
这个就是世界的运作了
And that's the influence and temptation that we as Christians are pulled to.
就算我们的基督徒我们都去面对这个的障力
But 2 Timothy God says this
但是在提摩太后书神这样说
Paul says this that in the last days there will come a time of difficulty for people will be lovers of self lovers of money proud, arrogant, abusive disobedient to their parents ungrateful, unholy and it goes on and on and on
末世必有艰难的日子来到，那时人会专爱自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，毁谤，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不洁净。
So this idea of self-love, it's a dominant sin.
意思话呢一个嘅自己爱自己呢一样嘢，其实系一个好大嘅罪。
See, it leads actually to self-righteousness.
因为点解咧？喺呢个情况底下就会带到自称为义。
And actually, the root of it is pride.
而这个的根在哪里呢？就是骄傲。
And the Bible says, this is not my way.
圣经讲到说，这个不是神的道路。
Isaiah 55 says, my way is not the world's way.
在以赛亚书第55章，他们讲到说，我的道路不是你的道路。
If you want to follow me,
若你要跟从我的话，
you must deny yourself.
你就要弃绝自己。
You know,this word used, deny yourself, is a very, the word that he uses here is a very strong expression.
舍己呢样嘢是一个很强烈的表达。
Or literally in the Greek, it means to disown yourself.
在希伯来, no, Greek, 在希列文来讲，这个其实就叫做弃绝自己。
So it's a very strong, extreme word.
这个是一个很极端的。
It's the idea he says that you must reject yourself.
意思就是你要拒绝自我。
You know, and that's the idea of turning away from this dominating sin of self-love, self-righteousness and pride.
就是要转离这个的罪，这个自爱，或者是自称为义，或者是自我骄傲的这个罪。
So when we follow Jesus,
当我们跟随耶稣的时候，
it involves us seeing our sin.
就是包括我们看到我们的罪，
understanding our sinfulness before God，
去明白我在你神面前我们的罪，
that we are wretched and, whole, and hopeless before him，
我们在神面前是可怜的一群，是无望的一群。
And we can't do that unless the Holy Spirit works in our hearts，
除非圣灵在我们的心里面动工，否则我们不会为义道。
This denial of self is the work of the Holy Spirit in each of us.
这个舍己是圣灵在我们每一个人的心的工作。
To help us to open our eyes, to help us to see that we are utterly wretched before God.
打开我们的心眼，让我们看到在神面前我们是如何可怜的。
That as we see the depths of our sin,
当我们看到我们的罪有多深，
we understand that we are utterly hopeless without God's saving love.
我们就知道如果没有神这个救恩的爱，我们是绝对无望的。
It's like Isaiah cried out, woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, in Isaiah 6:5.
就是好像在以赛亚书里讲，他说我有祸了，我是一个嘴唇不洁的人，我亦都住在嘴唇不洁的人当中。
The mind full of sin.
因为我们的思维是充满罪的。
Within my life that is worthy of praise.
在我的生命里面没有一样东西是配得称赞。
There's nothing good.
因为是没有一个美善在里面。
Nothing really righteous beside, outside of God.
因为在神以外是没有公义的。
Peter did the same thing. He cried out to Jesus in Luke chapter 5, verse 8, depart from me, for I am an unworthy sinner.
在路加福音第五章第六节，彼得亦都同耶稣这样讲，离开我吧，我是一个罪人，是不洁的罪人。
So there's this overwhelming sense of our own sinfulness.
我们就看到我们的罪是带到我们负担不到的。
And I don't know if you've ever been driven to that point in your life yet.
我不知道在你的生命里面你有没有去到这个的光景。
So driven to, in response, you cry out to God, forgive me, O Lord, I am hopelessly wretched.
是你向父神来到呼喊，你说我是一个可怜无望的罪人。
You know, this is the spirit, this is the heart attitude that the Beatitudes actually talks about in Matthew 5, verse 3.
有这个态度其实就是圣灵的工作，就是好像在马太福音第五章所讲的八福一样。
It talks about being a spiritual lowliness of heart.
这里就是讲到在他属灵上 他是完全贫乏的。
says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
灰心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Understanding this means the idea of poor in spirit.
呢度讲到喺属灵上系贫乏嘅。
Means that we're spiritually there's spiritual poverty there.
即系话属灵上边系贫乏嘅。
Right, the idea it actually conveys that we are a beggar.
个意念就系我哋好似个乞衣一样。
Literally we have nothing.
真係我哋係乜都冇嘅。
So in reality, because of our sin, we are spiritually bankrupt.
就係因為我哋罪嘅緣故，喺屬靈上邊我哋係破產嘅。
We're spiritually empty.
我哋屬靈上邊係虛空嘅。
Right, and when we know that,
當我哋知道嘅時候
，That's the work of God within our hearts.
就係神喺我哋心裏邊嚟到工作。
That when we know and see our wretchedness, we know that there is no righteous, nothing praiseworthy within myself.
當我哋睇到我哋自己嘅污穢嘅時候，我哋就睇到我哋係唔配得任何嘅讚賞。
And that's when we can see God's grace.
就喺嗰度，我哋先至能夠看見神嘅恩典。
And be open to receive it.
然之後，我哋先至能夠敞開嘅心去接受。
You know, I was thinking about an illustration, and I had trouble thinking about an illustration, but the Bible gives us the best illustration itself.
我喺度想試下點樣又俾個例子各位，但係我都諗唔到。但係我發覺聖經俾我哋最好嘅例子。
And when you remember when Levi spoke in Philippians 3?
你記唔記得當 Levi 弟兄？讲到嘅时候，讲到腓立比书第三章啊。
Do you remember when Paul was talking about himself?
你记唔记得保罗点样描述自己啊
？Alright, he was talking to a lot of the Jews who were very proud of who they were.
佢系同一班好自豪嘅以色列人、犹太人嚟到讲嘢。
Jews who stuck to and believed that their own self-righteousness makes them holy before God.
呢啲犹太人就系。自稱為義，覺得自己喺神嘅面前係聖潔嘅。
And he goes through Philippians 3 verse 3 and he talks about himself.
喺腓立比書第三章第三節嘅嗰度，保羅就係講到自己啦。
So for we are the real circumcised who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh. Right? So we put no confidence in the flesh.
因为真受过礼的仍是我们这以神的灵敬拜在基督耶稣里夸口不靠着肉体的所以不是靠着肉体的
And now he's going to say he's going to talk about the things that he has accomplished
跟着他现在讲到他所成就的是什么呢
you know, For I have a reason to be confident in the flesh
其实我也可以靠肉体
You know I have been circumcised on the eighth day.
点解？因为我第八天就受割礼啦。
I am the part of the people of Israel.
我系以色列嘅一族。
I'm part of the tribe of Benjamin.
我系便雅悯支派嘅人。
I am a Hebrew of Hebrews.
我系希伯来人所生嘅希伯来人。
And as the law, a Pharisee.
如果你从律法方面嗰边嚟讲，我系一个法利赛人。
So ever since he was a child to all the way to be an adult，
所以从佢由小至到成人
，he memorized and knew God's law。
佢已经背熟咗神嘅律法。
He practiced God's law and obeyed God's law and followed it to the T。
遵守神嘅律法。
Now that's what Pharisees do。
呢个法利赛人所做嘅就系咁。
And he had zeal and he persecuted the church。
佢仲要逼迫教会。佢系忠心嘅咁。
And as to righteousness and doing the right things in the law，
喺律法嘅眼中系做紧啲无可指责嘅事。
He was blameless，
无可指责。
Outwardly he was blameless，
喺出边嚟睇，佢系一个无可指责嘅人。
These were all his accomplishments，
呢啲就系佢所成就嘅一切。
Outwardly in the Jewish faith he was righteous and he stood proud。
在犹太的宗教里面他是可以很自豪的站出来。
And But when he came to Christ, what did he say?
但是当他去到主耶稣基督的时候，他怎样说？
Verse 7 and 8.
第三章的第七节。
But whatever gain I had, I count as loss for the sake of Christ.
他只是以前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督当作有损的。
I count everything as a loss for the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
不单止是这样，我已将万事当作有损，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
And for his sake, I suffer the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ.
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Counts all things as loss for the sake of knowing Christ.
已经丢弃万事，当作有损，为得着基督。
He counts all things as rubbish. This word rubbish actually means poop.
万事当作粪土。
Right? I count all things as dung.
粪土啊。
In order that I may know Christ.
以致我能够得着基督。
That's the idea of turning away from one's own self-righteousness, self-justification.
这个就是一个怎样转离自我轻易、自以为善的转捩点。
That's the denial of self God calls us to.
这个就是神要我们的舍己。
And it's important.
这个很重要的。
Because it marks the beginning of life in Christ.
因为这个就是去引证你在基督的生命的开始。
It's the beginning of understanding our wretchedness and seeing the hopelessness of sin that lies within me.
就是让我们真正的看到我们是一个几咁可怜的罪人。污秽的罪人，无望的。
It is the work of God's Spirit.
这个是神的灵在我们动工。
Because He softened our hearts to see ourselves.
因为祂软化我们的心，让我们看到我们真正的情况。
Given us clear glasses to see who we really are.
给一副清晰的眼镜，让我们看清楚我们是谁。
You know, there's a humbling of spirit, humbling of heart.
在那里，我们的心就谦卑下来。
And it's in that moment we can come to Christ and cry for mercy and grace.
就是当我们谦卑下来的时候，我们就可以向基督去呼喊，求这个的怜悯和恩典。
Right. This is the evidence of God's Spirit working within us.
这个就是基督的灵在我们生命的工作的见证。
That broken and contrite heart
是一个破碎忧伤的灵。
It's the heart that God works towards.
就是神要塑造的心。
It's the heart that God desires.
这个就是神渴慕的心。
Psalm 51:17 and 34:18 says this, The sacrifice of God are a broken and contrite spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
诗篇五十一篇第十七节，神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
34 is the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit.
诗篇三十四篇十八节就话耶和华靠近伤心的人，拯救灵性痛悔的人。
Right, this is the dying of self. That this, when we truly see our wretchedness, we will come before Christ.
这个就叫做舍己了。当我们真的看到我们是陷于罪中，我们是这么凄凉的时候，我们转回神。
And that leads to repentance and faith.
这个就会带到去我们认罪悔改。
You see, we have a term for this. We call this regeneration.
我们在有个字眼去形容这个过程的，就是重生。
God is actually making us new.
因为神是使我们成为一个新造的人。
It's His work, His Spirit that changes our hearts.
是祂的灵，祂的话语去改变我们的心。
And enables us to come into repentance.
让我们能够悔改。
And when we talk about repentance in the New Testament, there are three aspects or three words that are used for repentance.
在新約當他講悔改的時候，是有用三個字來形容的。
All right, the first one is metanoeo.
第一個字在原文叫做 metanoeo.
It means a reversal of thinking, to change of mental attitude.
意思就是在你的思想上 你係有一個嘅回轉，有一個嘅改變。
So it deals with our mind. When we see our sin, we are grieved and we repent, we turn from them.
就係當我哋睇到我哋嘅罪嘅時候，我哋嘅思維有呢個嘅改變，我哋要離開我哋嘅罪。
We change the way that we see ourselves through God's eyes.
我哋亦都去改變，藉住用神嘅角度去睇我哋自己係點樣嘅，而作出一個改變。
The word is used in Luke 11:32 and Luke 15. You don't have to.
呢個喺路加福音亦都有描述過。
And the second word is metamelomai.
第二個字係 metamelomai.
It means repentance.
意思即係悔改。
But it emphasizes regret and sorrow.
喺呢度講嘅悔改就係憂傷。
So when the mind understands it leads to turning,
当你的头脑上有这个的认知的时候
it,
你就会有一个回转了。
It leads to a heart that is sorrowful.
就会带到去一个哀伤的灵。
And thirdly, there is another word that estra feomai.
跟住第三个字就是 estra feomai。
It's a repentance that emphasizes a change in your direction of life.
而呢一个嘅悔改强调嘅就系喺你生命嘅方向里边，你有个改变。
It refers to your will.
意思就系你嘅意志。
So a denying of self leads to a repentance that starts.
当你舍己嘅时候，就第一步系带领到去悔改。
It leads to a repentance that starts in your mind.
就系由你嘅意志开始。
Or that moves to your emotions of your heart.
以致去打动你的情感，你的心。
And it should direct your will.
而亦都去引领你的意志。
All right, that's what it really means when we turn from sin.
当我们转离罪的时候，就是这个意思。
It involves our whole being.
其实是我们的全人。去參與呢一件事。
All right, that's where 1 Peter 3 talks about, chapter 1 verse 3 talks about making us new. We are made a new creation.
彼得前書第一章講到話，我哋係一個新造嘅人，就係呢個意思啦。
That there is a newness of heart that is put within us.
喺我哋心裏面係心意更新。
That when we go through repentance and receive Jesus as our Savior and Lord.
當我哋悔改认罪悔改的时候，我们接受主耶稣基督为我们的救主，为我们的主宰。
That comes with a newness of life.
以致我们有一个新的生命。
That Jesus becomes Lord of my life.
主耶稣基督就是我生命的主宰。
You know, you receive him as Savior.
你接受了一个救主。
But you must also, he must also come as your Lord.
他不单要是你的救主，他亦都要成为你生命的主宰。
So the life that we live in denying ourselves is the life that we live as a disciple of Christ.
所以过一个舍己的生命就是一个门徒的生命。
This is how it connects to our theme.
就是这样，这个跟我们的主题是相连的。
In First Philippians chapter 21, it says,To live is Christ.
腓立比书的第一章他说活着是基督。
To live is Christ is a denial of self.
活着是基督就是一个舍己。
And now the life that we live for Christ.
现在我活的是为主而活。
And the living that we live now becomes a lifelong commitment to live in obedience to Christ.
而我们今天的生活就是一生之久对主耶稣基督嘅忠心係為佢而活。
And this leads us to what it means to take up your cross.
呢度亦都帶到去第二點，咩叫做背起十字架。
Alright, what do you think about when you think about the image of a cross?
當你講到話十字架，你有啲乜嘢嘅影像喺你嘅睇到咧
？Anything? It's a cruel picture, but this one looks nice.But it is a symbol of suffering and death, actually.
但是十字架就是一个是苦难的一个的记号。
Because in the old days, in the Christian times,
因为在,
the Bible times,
在圣经的时代,
this image of the cross was always a symbol of crucifixion and death.
十字架就是代表要被钉死一个惩罚。
So when Jesus says, pick up your cross,
当耶稣说你要背起你的十字架。
Now he's not talking about his cross, of his dying on the cross. It's your cross.
他这里不是说你要背起他被钉的十字架，但是要背起你的十字架。
We all to bear our cross.
我们每一个人都要背负我们的十字架。
And the idea here is we are to bear for Christ,
我们要为主耶稣基督背起十字架。
Our suffering.
我们的苦难，背起我们的苦难。
God calls us to bear our suffering for
His sake. 神要我们为着祂的缘故背负我们的十字架，我们的苦难。
It means that when we follow Him,
意思就是当我们跟从祂的时候，
that a Christian's life will face suffering.
一个基督徒的生命会面对苦难。
And He calls that even in that suffering, if it's called to die,
就是说在这个苦难里面，可能你被呼召的就是死亡。
That's the cross you have to bear.
这个就是你要背负的十字架。
He said to his disciples, the world will hate you. Don't be surprised
at
that.
他跟门徒说，你不要稀奇，这个世界会恨恶你的。
It should be expected because the world first hated me.
他说你应该预料得到，因为这个世界首先憎恨的是我。
First John 3.
在约翰福音第一章的第三节。
And it reminds In 1 Peter, he remembers these words of Jesus. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trials which come upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's suffering, that you also rejoice and be glad when His glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of God and God rests upon you.
亲爱的弟兄们啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
You know, this was actually a real reality for the disciples back then.
在当时期，这个就是门徒的事实。
Because these 12 disciples, the church, the beginning of the church was actually considered a cult.
因为当教会是开始被建立的时候，他们是被看为异端。
And these disciples standing up for their faith ultimately meant death.
而这些的门徒当他们坚守他们的信心的时候，他们要面对的就是死亡。
Most of these disciples were martyred on and hung and killed for their faith.
而很多这些门徒都是宣道的。
You know, there are very, and still that's happening today. There are many Christians being martyred today.
而就算我们今天还有很多基督徒都是宣道的。
You know, we're insulated by that in our country.
在我们的国家里面，我们是在这一方面是受到保护的。
News does not blow it onto the TV that Muslims are killing Christians by hundreds, thousands.
在新闻报道，他们没有讲到说有很多的基督徒都是被这些回教徒来到杀害。
There are many Christians in Muslim countries being killed.
因为有很多基督徒在回教的国家都被杀害。
You know, because Christians in Muslim countries know exactly the cost of following Jesus.
在一个回教国家的基督徒，他们很清楚去相信主耶稣基督他要付出的代价。
They know what it means to be a Christian in a Muslim country.
他们也都很明白在一个回教的国家做一个基督徒是在一个什么情况里面。
It actually really means death.
其实真是等于死亡。
If they find out you're a Christian in a Muslim country, they will kill you.
在一个回教的国家，当你他们发觉你是一个基督徒的时候，你可能会被杀。
But these brothers and sisters that have died for their faith,
但是这些基督徒为着他的信心
，they have found Christ.
因为他们所找到的就是主耶稣基督。
So precious and so important to them.
是对他们来说是何等重要，何等宝贵。
That these brothers and sisters are willing to pay that price no matter what the cost.
他们愿意付出任何的代价。
Christ is precious to them.
主耶稣基督对于他们来说是宝贵的。
Enough to die for.
宝贵到一个地步，佢哋愿意牺牲佢哋嘅生命。
And that's the question we have to ask ourselves.
今日我哋要问下自己
：Is Christ precious to you？
主基督对于我哋嚟讲系咪宝贵嘅咧
？Will you die for that？
你会唔会为主基督牺牲你嘅生命咧？
Will you die for him?
你會唔會為佢犧牲你嘅生
命？ Now, we've already talked about what living in America means.
我哋已經曾經講過話，我哋喺美國居住嘅意思係乜嘢咧？
You know, you may not be called to die for Christ.
或許你冇被呼召要為耶穌喪失生命。
In many ways, we being Christians in America don't even really feel a lot of persecution.
又或許我哋喺北美成為一個基督徒嘅時候，我哋冇面對乜嘢嘅逼迫。
Do you remember I preached on that actually one day that we live in America? John Piper says it's the Disneyland of Christianity.
你記唔記得有一次我講到，我引用咗 John Piper 牧師，我哋喺北美嘅信徒就係好似我哋喺一個迪士尼樂園嘅信徒。
That it's a fantasy Christianity.
呢個係一個夢想嘅世界。
Because there's no reality of persecution in life.
因為我哋嘅生命裏邊，我實在係冇乜面對逼迫。
It's not the way that Christianity and the faith really is.
一個真正嘅信心唔係咁嘅。
You know, we've talked about how Satan attacks us differently.
我哋亦都講到話撒旦點樣用唔同嘅方法去攻擊我哋。
You know, and Satan doesn't attack us with persecution.
撒旦喺呢一度冇用逼迫嚟到去。
He's using something very different for us.
但係用啲好唔同嘅手法。
It's called gluttony.
就係話我哋吃喝玩樂。
You know, we'll eat until we are fat because we have all the comforts and all the pleasures and all the riches of the world.
因為我哋喺世界上面有咁多嘅資源，咁多嘅豐足，我哋食到自己變肥豬。
That's gluttony as Christians. That's the temptation.
呢個就係。我哋嘅引誘啦，
And that's what we're doing.
我哋就係咁啦。
We're fattening ourselves for the slaughter.
我哋養肥自己去被宰。
You know, that's the idea of living in America. We're living in gluttony.
你知唔知北美嘅生活就係咁啊
？You know, that's how Satan attacked Jesus.
耶穌點樣去？唔係撒旦點樣攻擊耶穌啊
？You know, when he says, "If you would worship me, I will give you the whole everything in the world."
佢話咩？當你敬拜我嘅時候，我就會將世界一切俾佢。
So Satan works with gluttony for us.
對於我哋嚟講就係美食啊。
He's attacking us.
佢就攻擊我哋啦。
But he's feeding our idols.
佢係咩啊？佢餵緊我哋嘅偶像。
He wants you to eat to your heart desires, everything that you want in life.
想食乜就去食乜啦。
Whatever you please, whatever you desire.
你愛乜食乜。
You know, Piper called it a comfort-seeking, entertainment-addicted society. Comfort-seeking, entertainment-addicted society.
Where is it? 咁 Piper 牧師話乜嘢咧？呢一個咧就係我哋去尋求，要我哋尋求舒適、享樂，我哋沉醉於享樂嘅世界。
An entertainment-addicted.
我哋要係喺。享樂玩樂裏
邊， Society.
沉醉嘅一個社會。
And we're trapped in this. That's what Satan does. He traps us in this gluttony.
就係有呢撒旦就有呢個陷阱，要我哋跌落去啦。
Even some things that may be good become bad.
就算一啲本來係好嘅事情，都變咗係壞嘅。
Because they become our idols before the Lord.
因為喺主嘅面前，呢啲就係成為我哋嘅偶像。
And the suffering that God calls us to do.
而神要我哋面對嘅苦難。
Is to turn from the gluttony.
就係要我哋離開呢一啲嘅沉迷。
God's telling me to lose weight.
神要我減肥。
That's very hard.
好難嘅。
You know, it's hard not to eat.
好難唔食嘢噶嘛。
Right, it's hard to not desire the things that make me happy.
好難去唔諗一啲令我快樂嘅嘢。
That's why I'm still this size.
所以我仲係咁嘅 size。
Right, but we're the same way.
但係其實我哋係一樣噶。
We keep on eating.
我哋不斷嘅去進食。
But God told us to stop the gluttony.
但係神要我哋唔好暴食亂食。
It's the idea of denying ourselves.
呢個意思就係要舍己。
To suffer to build God's kingdom.
我哋喺苦難裏邊建立神嘅國。
We have to suffer in order to put aside all our idols.
我哋嘅苦难，我哋要面对我哋嘅苦难，我哋要将所有嘅偶像嚟到挪开。
So that Christ becomes precious to us.
以致基督系我哋嘅至宝。
And then it leads to following me.
跟住就会系第三点啊，跟从我。
You know, following Jesus becomes a lifelong purpose for us as Christians.
跟随基督就系一个基督徒一生之久嘅目标。
It starts the moment you become a Christian. It leads on.Not to death, but to eternity.
就是从一个人去接受主耶稣基督那一刻开始，一直至到不是死亡，是至到永恒里面。
So this following Jesus never ends. It goes through eternity.
跟随主耶稣基督是永不止息的，一直去到永恒。
So you're a disciple for life.
所以你就是一生你都是一个门徒。
And that's a wonderful thing because that's what God designed you to be.
这个是奇妙的，因为神的原意就是这样。
God made you to be his disciple, to be one who worships him.
神是使你成为一个门徒，一个敬拜他。
And that worshiping involves an obedience to walk in his word and to walk in obedience to his will.
而呢个嘅敬拜包括埋我哋要信服佢嘅话语，信服佢嘅心意。
Right, the idea of following Jesus, do as I did.
意思就系跟随佢去做我所做嘅。
You know, you might make fun of those stupid little bracelets that says what would Jesus do?
或者咧，你都会睇我有呢一啲嘅额，你叫做耶稣会点样做咧
？But in reality, it's true.
但系事实系真噶、哦。
Following Jesus lives a life as Jesus lived.
去跟循主耶稣就是过一个的生命好像主耶稣所过的
which is a life of obedience to God
就是一个信服父神的生命
I remember our study last week God, Jesus obeyed God
记不记得我们上个礼拜的讲道耶稣信服神
and the way that we abide in his love is we abide by obeying Christ
而我哋點樣係在基督嘅愛裏，就係當我哋係在基督裏信服。
So following Jesus means obedience to Christ, walking as Jesus walked.
我哋跟隨主嘅意思就係話，我哋要跟隨主嘅腳印，我哋去信服。
And we must understand Jesus came. He said.
我哋亦都要知道，當主耶穌嚟到嘅時候，佢咁樣講。
To serve and to be a sacrifice.
我哋要去服侍，亦都要牺牲。
Now that's the idea. God calls us to follow Him. It is to serve and be sacrificial.
就系神耶稣去呼召我哋嚟到，就系要我哋要作出一个嘅牺牲嘅去侍奉。
And what is the purpose?
个目的系乜嘢咧？
It's to build his kingdom.
就要建立他的国度。
The whole reason Jesus came to this earth is to build God's kingdom.
耶稣来到这个世界的目的就是要建立神的国度。
He didn't come to be king yet.
他不是一来到的时候就要做君王。
He came to die on the cross.
他来到在十字架上面的死。
And to serve God's will.
去服侍神的旨意。
And we're called to die and live for Christ to build his kingdom.
而我们的呼召就是要为基督而活去建立他的国度。
And to serve and sacrifice for him and for others in God's kingdom.
我们就是为着神的国度为着别人的去牺牲的国活。
You know, and this, you know, the person that highlights this the most was actually Peter. Disciple Peter.
使徒保罗咧喺佢身上，我哋就好睇到呢一点啦。
That when Jesus saw Peter back after he denied him three times，
当彼得否认咗耶稣三次之后，再同耶稣相遇嘅时候
，And when he saw Jesus came to restore him。
耶稣嚟到要回复佢。
And he comes and asks Peter, do you love me？
佢就问彼得啦，你爱我么
？He says, Yes, I do, Lord。
他说我爱你
Jesus says, feed my sheep.
耶稣就跟他说喂养我的小羊
He comes the second time, he says, Simon Peter, son of John, do you love me?
他第二次再问约翰的儿子 Simon, 你爱我吗
Yes, I do, Lord.
他说主啊我爱你
Jesus says, tend my sheep.
耶稣又跟他说
And the third time, he said the same thing. John,
第三次他又问同样的事
Simon Peter, son of John, do you love me?
约翰的儿子 Simon, 你爱我吗
And Peter's getting kind of frustrated. Of course, you know I do, Lord.
彼得就开始唔耐烦，佢话当然啦，当然我爱你啦。
Feed my sheep.
耶稣又话喂养我嘅羊群。
All right, following Jesus requires us to feed sheep.
去跟從耶穌所要求的就是我們要牧養。
The idea of building God's kingdom.
意思就是要建立神的國度。
Is to begin to serve in serving the lives of our brothers and sisters.
意思就是我們要服侍我們的弟兄姊妹。
And we're to help each other grow in grace.
我們要幫彼此幫助的在恩典裡面來成長。
Building God's kingdom means that we bring the gospel to bear in the lives of other people.
去建立神的國度意思就是將福音的帶到在人群當中。
That our emphasis of living our lives is to bring the good news to our friends, our families, our relatives.
在我們生命裡面的主要的工作就是要將福音帶到去我們的家人、我們的親戚、我們的朋友裡面。
So I hope that as Thanksgiving and Christmas and all the holidays are coming,
當感恩節、聖誕節即將來臨了,
that you will look at things with a new perspective.
讓你用一個新的方法去看事物。
Yes, enjoy the holidays with your friends and your relatives and family.
沒錯,同你的家人、親戚、朋友去享受這些節日。
But see that your purpose for that opportunity is to make Christ known.
但是你也要看到你就有这个责任在他们当中让他们认识主耶稣基督。
Build his kingdom.
我们要建立他的国度。
That's what means to follow after him.
这个意思就是要跟从他。
And finally, Jesus illustrates this three points in verses 24 to 25.
而最后在第24和25节耶稣就是讲到这三点。
For whoever would save his life will lose it.Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself or his soul?
因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必救了生命。人若赚得全世界却丧了自己，赔上自己有什么益处呢？
This is the paradox thatGod wants us to understand.
这个就好像一个矛盾，神要我们明白。
We can spend our whole lifetime on this earth building a beautiful earthly kingdom.
我们可以用一生之久在这个世界建立一个属世的国度。
The nicest house you want, the best cars you want, and all the comforts and security of all your money.
你最喜欢的靓屋、最靓的车，或者一切的舒适、一切的财富。
But God says that all will be gone in a breath.
但是神说在一口气之后这些完全的消失。
When we die, we take nothing with us.
因为当我们离开这个世界的时候我们没有一样东西能够带走的。
Jesus saying, don't waste all your time with all those things.
耶稣说不要花你的时间在这些东西上。
Live your life for me.
为我而活。
Put your hopes and your dreams in me.
让你的梦想、你的渴求在我里面。
Live your life to build my kingdom, which is eternal.
让你的生命是建立我这个永恒的国度。
And it'll be a kingdom that you will be in.
而你亦都会喺呢一个嘅角度里边。
You'll be in it forever, for eternity.
你就会系永恒里边喺呢个角度。
Right, don't be fooled by the temporary fading treasures of this world.
唔好俾呢个世界暂时嘅宝贝嚟到愚弄你。
Don't seek after this.
唔好去寻找呢啲嘢。
And forfeit your soul.
而弃绝你嘅灵。
If anyone comes after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
若有人跟随我，让他舍己背负他的十字架，天天的跟从我。
And the question I want to ask ourselves, am I denying myself?
我们要问自己的问题就是说，我是不是舍己的呢？
Am I denying myself to follow Christ?
我有没有舍己的去跟从神呢？
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we come before you, we thank you for your grace.
天父，我们来到你的面前，为着你的恩典献上感谢。
For truly it is your word that cuts into our hearts.
是因为你的话语刺透我们的心。
Like a sword, it cuts in and down to the bone.
就是一把刀刺过我们的心，我们的骨络。
To help us realize our sinfulness.
让我们知道我们是几咁有罪。
Our hopelessness without grace.
如果没有恩典的时候我们是无望的。
Father, we thank you for this precious grace that you've given to us.
主，我们多谢你给了这个宝贵的恩典我们。
That while we were so hopeless,
当我们在绝望当中
you would lift us all the way up.
你就提升我们
to make us heirs with Christ,
让我们与基督作为后嗣
to be part of an eternal kingdom,
在你永恒的国度有份
Father, truly help us as your children,
天父帮助我们这班属你的儿女
to really cherish you,
去珍惜你
cherish Christ,
珍惜基督
so that we will live and be willing to do all things for you,
以致我们愿意为你去做任何事
Lord, stop our gluttony.
主啊，求你帮助我们的沉醉于食物当中。
Help our dreams and our hopes to be put upon you.
帮助我们的渴慕，我们的梦想是在你里面。
That what we seek to build in this earthly life.
我们在这个属世的生命里面，我们要建立什么呢？
Let us focus on the things of eternal worth.
让我们就是专注于在永恒里面有价值的事物。
Which is For people to know your grace.
这个就是让人知道你的恩典。
And for others to grow in their faith in Christ.
也都让别人在主耶稣基督的信心里面来到成长。
For that's all we can bring with us.
因为这些是唯一我们能够 带走的东西。
The fellow souls of believers in grace.
就是在主你的恩典的信徒。
Father, help us to be willing and be wanting to surrender all for you.
帮助我们愿意的将一切的都是降服在你的面前。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们是奉耶稣基督的名字祈求。
Amen. Let's arise and turn to our closing hymn, I Surrender All.